Deposing Parshas Va'era.
Now being Teves, a little bit unseasonal time of year, for us at least. I wasn't sure what to speak about New Yom Tov on the horizon. It's a while till even Tu B'Shvat. You know, normally it's a busy year. You say Yiddishkeit is never a dull moment. By the Goyim, you know, they've got there once a year. I was walking in the street the other day, one of my kids asked me, why the Goyim still got their lights up? I told them, if we had any one to the whole year, we'd also try and drag it out as long as we can. Seeing as we're not short, we go from Yontif to Yontif, there's so much. But now it's a little bit quiet time of year, so there's not much seasonal to talk about, but we still have a Yontif that comes every week, Shabbos. Every week we have Shabbos. Comes round and round. The Gemara says, till Tuesday has a din of Shabbos, till Tuesday he can have Dolav. And from Wednesday has a din of the next Shabbos. Say, Lechon Aranana, Miz Moshir, Shir Shalyayim. Because Shabbos ends with Tuesday, and Wednesday morning already is the next Shabbos. Shabbos never stops, Shabbos is round and round. So whenever you're stuck, there's always Shabbos to fall back on. On Yom Tov, but at least we have Shabbos. The Gemara talks about Shammai and Hillel, how you mechabot Shabbos the whole week with Shabbos. Whether you keep something new, you buy something, you keep the old thing. Machlokes, how you work it out. But Shammai and Hillel, both of them will mechabot Shabbos the whole week with Shabbos. Shabbos has so many parts to it. We know that the Sumerah, to keep away from doing Averis, there's so many Melachas, Lamentas, Melachas, so many Drabonos, there's so much to be careful about on Shabbos. In fact, we say every Friday night, Lefonu Navu, the year of Afachat. We go to Shabbos, the year of Afachat, we go to Shabbos, careful, we've got to watch out. Watch where you put your hands, watch where you touch, watch where you do. Lefonu Navu, the year of Afachat. However, there's another aspect to Shabbos, there's the Asay Toiv, there's the positive side of Shabbos. Shabbos was given the Tainuk to enjoy the Simcha. There's many aspects to the positive side of Shabbos as well, many dinim, there's three sources on Shabbos, Shaila Bosaviyayin on Shabbos, Simcha, Kuberi Simchas by Yom Tov, different halachas by Shabbos which are also a positive aspect. One of the positive sides, many positive sides, one of the Asay Toiv sides of Shabbos I want to discuss today, not so discussed, not so mentioned, and that is the meaning of Zemiras Shabbos, meaning in Klal Yisrael to sing Zemiras and Shabbos, where it comes from, how to do it, when to do it. Few halachas against Zemiras Shabbos. The Gemara Megillah Yud Beis Amud Beis says that when Achashverosh made the Suda, they came, the Yidden and the Goyim, and it was clear who the Yidden were, who the Goyim were. And the Gemara explains even though they went to the Suda, which they should not have gone, still you were able to see clearly who the Yidden were. The Gemara says, Amaravi Mashri Shabbos Oya, the seventh day when he called Vashti was Shabbos, Yisrael Oichlin Vishayisim, the Yidden were eating and drinking, the Goyim was eating and drinking, but the Gemara carries on, the Yidden, after they ate and drank, Maschilim Devi Torah, who Divrei Tishpachis, they started saying Devi Torah, and started singing to the Rebbein Shalom. That's what Yidden do when they get together and they're eating and they're drinking, Shabbos Kedesh, they sing to the Rebbein Shalom. The Sefer Chassidim brings down Vevorach Elikim Tzim Hashvi. The Rebbein Shem was Mevorach, he blessed Vevorach Tzim Hashvi. But my Mevorach, the Sefer Chassidim asked, what did he bless it with? What did he give Tzim Hashvi and nothing else? And he says, all the things that Eoiv cursed the day he was born with. Eoiv went through such terrible experience that the Satan came to him, took everything away, and he cursed that many klolos on himself. And one of them things he said was, Alta Sharina, don't bring any song. And it was one of the klolos he gave himself. All the klolos he gave, Sefer Chassidim says, that's what the Rebbein Shem blessed Yom Hashvi with. So one of the things that he cursed was Rina was singing. So you see again, Vevorach Elikim Yom Hashvi with Rina. Rina is one of the things he blessed Shabbos with. So we have the minig of singing Zemiras and Shabbos. Where is the Elis Mekor for the minig? Lamais is not really mentioned. It's mentioned in Shas. It's not brought in the Rambam, not in Shulchan Aruch. But we know the Rishonim mentioned it many, many times, the Rishonim referred to it, and in fact, most of the Zemiras that we have today on Shabbos was composed by the Rishonim. So not only we know that they mentioned it, but they were the ones that composed it. I mean, it's clear for the Rishonim already, the Indian of Zemiras, Shabbos, and Shabbos. The Zohar mentions it, Zemiras and Shabbos, Many marmakimas the Rishonim for Zmiris.
When you say Shabbos means Friday night and Shabbos morning.
Yeah, I mean all four sons of Shabbos. It's actually four sons of Shabbos is Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Shuddas, and Malava Malka, four Shuddas, and all of them is a din of all the dinim, the Gemara says by any of them, apply to all of them. But the Gemara mentions Friday night a person doesn't have an appetite. So the Gemara says you must still set the table, set down a setting as if you're about to eat a lot, even though you're only eating a gazayas. The Gemara carries on, so it's Malava Malka, exactly the same as Friday night. Even though you may not be eating a gazayas, you must set the table for Malava Malka just as you do for Friday night, as if it's a choshva meal, even though you don't need so much, because you're not eating a lot, it's meant to be set in a choshva manner Friday night, Malava Malka. The Gemara puts them all together, there's no chiluk between the four. Malava Malka is not a chiv like Friday night, Shabbos morning, but there's the same dinim applied to all four suddas as applied to anyone in particular. So, we see the ending of Zemir Shabbos. There's a lot of chashivas attached as well to Zemiris. Zemiris are no worse than any time we say Yitzchus, the love that comes from the Rishonim. We say Kelado on Shabbos morning. We say all different piyutim we have also while in davening. A lot of them come from Rishonim as well. They have immense chashivas. In fact, the Mishnah Chacham brings down that when Rishon the Jara made Koriboy, people sing Friday night. He composed it and he sang it for the first time. The Talmud of the Arizal, they live in Tzvaz, Arizal sent him a message that when you sang Koriboy for the first time, the Shechina in Kol Pamala Shomala, the Shechina with the whole royal entourage came to listen. They came to hear you, Koriboy, singing for the first time. You see what goes on when a person sings. Again, he was on a much higher madrigal than us, and he was the one that composed it, but the Shechina came to hear it. And it carries on, when the Shechina came, you were sitting without your Beged Elyon. What's Beged Elyon? Jacket, Beksha, whatever people wear, you're sitting without it. And because you're sitting without it, it wasn't common to the Shechina to be there, the Shechina left. For example, the Arizal brought down in a few places this story. Chasam Sof used to say over to his Talmidim, you see the severity, you see the chashivas of singing the Zemiris, this kilo the Shechina comes to hear. The Magen Shir Hashirim as well says Kishso Oichlim V'Shoesim V'Orchim V'Shabchim V'Kalsim L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Magen Shir Hashirim is right, when they come and sit down and say the Rebbeinu and they sing, the Rebbeinu comes and listens. So you see when he sings Zemiris, it's mamash kiru like a tefillah, like a bakosha. The Rebbeinu coming and listening to our Zemiris. We have an amazing schus to be able to sing. Don't always realize what schus is. Mentioned about just over a year ago, he had a story. Harus was telling me that he had the builder that he was working with, and the builder came to his house one day, and they're walking through the house, and as they walked past the main room, the front room there, the builder was looking in. It was Thursday afternoon, the table was set, the chairs, the cutlery, the crockery, the flowers, the wine, the coins, the candlesticks, and the builder was looking, and his jaw dropped, and he couldn't believe it. He was just looking. He said, what's going on? He said, yes, Saturday we have a meal together. He said, what, how often do you do this? Yeah, every week, four times a week, four times on Shabbos. He couldn't believe it, his eyes almost popped out. And he was telling me that later on he was designing some flats with him, and they were designing how to build them, and they were drawing up plans, and the panel in the kitchen couldn't fit a table in. And he said, what's going on? There's no table in the kitchen. And the guy said to him, we're not like you, we don't sit down to a civilized meal. We just sit around and eat McDonald's. We don't sit down to a meal like you. We have the schus to sit down to a proper meal every Shabbos, three, four times every Shabbos. So the guy's schus, the part of his thing is mirrors. So the Rishonim discuss, the Ikar HaRikach is the one the Mishbura brings, the Pratim of Zemir Shabbos. One of the Shailas is, when do you sing Zemir Shabbos? I remember there was a Yid I know, he's deep by Imamol, and he used to make Kiddush, wash for Hamoitzi, have a piece of challah, and then he sat down with his bencher, the Zemiris straight through, all of them, all the way to the end. I guess, I don't remember the other thing, he didn't share a malice, but then he stopped, ate the meal, and then he carried on with whatever he had to do. The Magen Shir Hashirim says the Ikar time sing Zemiris is not at the beginning of the meal, rather the end of the meal. Animals in Dafka mean the end, it means as a person's eaten. Why? Because when a person's eaten and he's sated, then there's much more simcha. You can try this, go to any yeshiva dining room before and after, you see the difference. People after they've eaten are much more relaxed, it's easier to talk to them. Say they give a shir in yeshiva before lunch, it's quite a struggle.
Yeah,
when the people are full, they're b'simcha, they've eaten, they're sated, they're happy, then it's easier to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Being a rat from Yitzchak Avinu, he asked Esav, bring me my danim, bring me food shani oib, like I like to eat, and then I'll bless you. Why do you want to give a bracha afterwards? Because when he was full, he had much more simcha, it was coming from much more, he has much more karas atoyv, much more simcha, and it was easier for him to give a bracha. So too, when we sing to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Zemir Shabbos, after you've eaten, there's much more simcha, and it comes from a much fuller heart and a fuller stomach, it's much more Zemir, it's much more Shaykh Wa Yidu'al to Rabban Shalim. The next shayla is, and again, the Miris is singing, people want to sing with their family, and there's no women there, mother, sister, wife, daughter. Can you sing the Miris with them? This is Shem Hashem. So the sukkah really begins with the Ramon Ayin Hay, Sif Kimel in Arachayim. It says you can't say Krishna while you're listening to a woman sing. Listen to a woman sing. However, the Gemara tells us that you can't say Krishna when a woman's singing. So when you're saying Zemir Shabbos, the Chari should be the same thing as Krishna. Lamai is many people are Mekel, and as Mekel four Eterim we've got, we'll go through each one and see which one we can apply, which one we can't. So the first Eterim is a random woman singing is always a problem. And that we won't find the heter for at all. But a family member, which might have a din erva, can we find the heter? So the first.
I compared to Krishna.
Oh, so the first thing they bring down is the Krishna is a chiv, it's a davening part of it, it's proper Tovah Shev Kedusha. Whereas the mirrors, you can tell there's no Tovah Shev Kedusha as such. It hasn't got in of Tir and Tefillah. It's got in of. Well, it's no. If a person would be saying putim in davening, Shabbos morning, some people, some places say Yitzras, as a woman singing, it would be the same social. We see that these Mizmoyrim are put in as part of davening as well. The treatise is Tvila, so it is Chashivas, but it's not Krishna. So someone will say that the Ikat, the problem is Krishna, Torah and Tvila, the real Torah and Tvila, whereas this is a lesser Darga. Okay? That's one head to the tramping. Lemaisa, you've got to be careful with this head to, because there are times a moshel. Say tonight, when you say halal, halal has got dinner, it's a brocha, it's more than anything, halal they won't be able to sing according to this then, because they'll be have the same din as Krishna. So if you rely on this head to, it will only help for certain zmiras, or the end of the haggad, the chadgadi on these things. Whereas halal, nishmas, now you would have a problem with it, back to Krishna, it would be a problem. And that lechoy would apply to anyone who, well, not a foreign woman, but a mother, sister, daughter, would all be the same. You'd have the heter if it would. Again, there are people that ask on the heter, it's also a symbol, but that's the first heter they bring down. There's another heter to the Ramas. The Ramas is a woman who you ruggle with, who you're very familiar with, there's not so much error from her voice. A foreign woman here is saying there could be more attraction, whereas a woman you're familiar with isn't so strong. So a woman who you're familiar with, child, mother, sister, a wife they're not so sure about, because there's always an attraction with a wife more than a daughter, sister, mother. And forget, you know, so the ick of familiarity we always talk about in Yichud and Arayas is always when you grew up with them and you grew up with them all along. So a daughter, mother, sister, you can say that. But a wife where you didn't meet right at the beginning, came later on in life, so there isn't that much familiarity. Therefore the voice could still be a problem more than a daughter and sister. So a daughter and sister, at least you'll have this heter, that you ruggle with them, then it could be some problem as well. So that as a shalif applies to wife or not, but if you would rely on this heter, it would apply to even to halal and nishmas and these things on Seder night. A third heter is that the seeing as Anshik and Esagdela took away any attraction that a person has for his mother, sister, daughter, so there's no attraction there, it's much less the darug of Erev. A person could touch his daughter, his sister, his mother, it's not darug. Cravers would be no problem. Why? Because it's much less a darga of erva. If that's true, to hear them sing, her should be the same thing. She had much less a darga, it shouldn't be such a problem. Again, this won't apply to a wife. A wife would be with a higher level, and a mother, sister, daughter would be a lower level. There isn't an attraction for. So that's another heter they bring down. Again, this heter, if you would rely on this heter, would apply to anything because there's no attraction for them. The main heter they bring down, which is a blanket heter. Again, there are places who don't like it, the Mishabur doesn't like it, the Prince of can't rely on it, but the Ikkad, this is what most places rely on, and that is the head of Trey Koyle Le Mishtami. You can't hear two voices together. Gemara says, two people talk together, you can't hear two voices together. It's the same thing, if it's different things, it's not. Then we don't say it, Moshe Rizkrelitz asks, where in the game, making Kiddush, and one of the kids are screaming and yelling, so how can you be into Kiddush? Trey Koyle Le Mishtami. You're saying Kiddush, or anything that you be moiti to the people, I'm moiti any bracha. And the kid's making noise, he's singing, he's crying. So he says, Trey Golim Mishtam is when it's the same sound, the same thing that's coming out. When one's yelling and one's saying a bracha, so you can differentiate the two different sounds. But if they're both saying the same thing, you're singing Zemir Shabbos, and your wife, daughter, sister, mother singing with, so it's Trey Golim Mishtam, then it shouldn't be a problem. Now here, as we said, it's got to be the same sound. If the woman's singing louder, higher, quieter, in a different way, harmony, then it could be back to the same problem as Grant said about the Kiddush, because you can hear the two different voices at the same time. If they're singing mamish together, then it sounds like one big sound, it's not a problem. So don't be handled about Shiva, a woman eating by him, she was getting fresh on the Yiddish guy, and somehow she knew the Zemiris, and he was singing, and she was singing with, it was a foreign woman, so he sang louder, so she sang louder, so he sang louder, and actually they were both yelling at the top of their lungs. He's trying to get it the same wave as the same wavelength as her, and at least you'd be able to rely on his head. It's much more but you ever to rely on it. It's a case, but at least you'd be able to rely on this. And then they're both singing on top of their lungs. But you've got to be careful, because if it's, you want to avoid the problem, you've got to be singing exactly the same as her. The problem is, the Gemara Megillah says that...
What do you do in such a case? You can't tell her not to sing.
You've got a problem.
Maybe you can, if you know.
Maybe there is a way to say, if you work out to say it properly, but yeah.
You can't sing it
well. It's a problem. You gotta work out before you invite her, you have someone else who's got a loud voice. The problem with this heter is, the Gemara Megillah says, if you hear Megillah, there's loads of people learning Megillah together. The Gemara says, there you yitzah, why yitzah? Trekolim b'shtami, you know your Megillah from either one. The Gemara says, something that you enjoy, something you have a special ear for, there you concentrate, and you concentrate better, and you can chap one voice. So Megillah, which is chaviva, people enjoy your Megillah sesta. So when you hear it, even as you're relating, you hear it because you can train your ear to listen and concentrate on it, and pick up the coil of one person. The fifth is, some boys want to say, that if there's women singing, so that is more attraction to a woman singing, therefore you'll be able to pick up her voice, and concentrate on her voice more. Therefore you'll be back to the problem, and the problem of Trekolim b'shtami wouldn't apply over here. So how do you avoid this problem? So the Chum Sofer brings a right from Tosis, and he says that that's only when you're a spectator, you're the one come to shul, you want to hear Megillah, and there's two people laying Megillah together. So we say, if it's or if you enjoy the voice, then you can hear one, concentrate on one voice out of two. But when you are one of the two singing, then we don't see such a cloud. When you're one of the two, we say, you don't hear yourself, therefore mix us together, and then there's no problem. So if you'd be sitting listening to the family singing, there'd be men and women there, it might be a problem, because you'd be able to hear the woman's voice. But if you're the one singing yourself, then there's no problem, because it's Trekol Mishtami. So if you want to rely on the Seta, then always make sure you sing with wherever you are, and then you don't have the problem, Trekol Mishtami, because you're the one singing. The Mela, the whole sound, all different voices mixed together, because you're not listening, you're singing. And then you have no problem, you can rely on Trekol Mishtami. Sorry?
But they're going to take the heter of Trekol Mishtami.
Right, so some say that Ikkas will apply to even to a woman that you're not related to. Yeah. But the man is the person who's not so thrilled applying the Seta in such a case. But in a case where either you're stuck, or like if you have a guest that's singing loud, so you sing with them, it's the best you can do in such a case if you can't tell them to not sing. And if it's a family member, then you could, the Mas Mishpura just brings this, you can't rely on this, but all the boys can say, not a Mishpura, so it is Machlaikas. Again, in a matter of where you have to rely on it, there's what to rely on.
It'd be better by battles in mirrors than be get into a Mishpura, because it's a mirrors at all.
Yeah, it might be better to avoid it. Again, it's a minig, it's not a chiv. They discuss why it's not a chiv. But the Maisa is not a chiv, therefore it could be better to avoid it. One of the reasons why I bring down it's not a chiv. Zimiri, yeah, you could just say it. You could, the Maisa you could say it, because it's true, it's Machas to Rebbe Shalom. If you don't say it with the singing, some people are tone deaf. So at least you can say them, and then I'm saying them. It's like any part of tefillah. In it to sing it. If you don't say it, say, L'chadoyti, the guy can't sing. You could say it as well, it's not from saying it. So he's right, you could say it L'chadoyti without singing. Why is it not achir? They say because there's so much shiris with hisbachas we do in davening. Yontav even more. Yontav they say it's not even zemiris. Why? Because even more we sing in davening. Therefore, that takes the place of the ikar chiv. The rest is only minik. The next shayla is negates the zemiris Shabbos. Is do you say Shem Hashem? A lot of zemiris are Shem Hashem. Do you say the Shem Hashem? Comes the Shem Hashem. You eat by different people. Here, people do different things. Some people, one person told me that he doesn't concentrate when he sings zemiris, which is not good because we said it's much like a tefillah. He's not concentrating and he forgets and he stops. And so he doesn't say Shem Hashem. If you're going to end up like that, maybe it's good to avoid saying Shem Hashem. But if you sing it through properly, as if he doubts his eye, then can you say Shem Hashem? So Shaila really begins with Shaila, the Achrim discuss. The whole cholistic of Shaila, you can learn in Gemara. And in the Gemara says Shem Hashem. Learn in Chumash, Mishnayas, and how's the Shem Hashem there? Do you say the Shem Hashem? So the Yavetz brings down, that you do say Shem Hashem. You mean learning Gemara? Say Shem Hashem. He brings from his father, Chacham Tzvi, told him when he was learning, he should talk to say Shem Hashem. Gemara, Mishnayas, Chumash, whatever he's learning, he should say Shem Hashem. The Ma'aseh of the Minhag is not like that. All the Achrim brings down that we don't say Shem Hashem. People learn Gemara, Yeshiva, school, Charusa, in the Shia. We don't say Shem Hashem. Why do you say Shem Hashem? See, the Achrim get different reasons why we avoid saying Shem Hashem when we are learning. The Rosh Hashulchan brings down, because we're not always saying it right. First, you've got to say the pasuk right, saying Yom Hashem. Sorry? Right, we're going to get to the pasuk. But Tavali is saying half a pasuk, so you're not saying a full pasuk. The dikduk is not always right, we don't have nakudas, people are saying things wrong, they're not always saying it the way it's meant to be. The poison halt you can say, halt you can always say, even if you say, the Gemara says you make a bracha, Shakul Nei B'dvar, you can say, you learn the Gemara, the Gemara is Baruch Toh Hashem, say Yishim Hashem, Shakul Nei B'dvar, because that's how you learn the Gemara. But the Bible says we're not Mechavan, and when it comes to Pesukim, we don't always know the Dikduk is saying it right. But Mela, the Minig today is we don't say Yishim Hashem in anything. However, there are times where when we're learning, and the whole thing is clearly defined in the Kodos Lamashal. Perek Ovis, Shabbos Mincha. We do say Shem Hashem. Why is it Shem Hashem? It's not Tefillah. Same Mishnayas. Men goes to say Mishnayas to learn Shabbos afternoon. There we do say Shem Hashem. Why? Because there it's very clear. It's written down. You're following straight through. You're not stopping. You're not interrupting. Mele, there's half psuk, lots of half psuk in Bregovas. We still say Shem Hashem in Bregovas. Because there it's clearly defined. When you learn something else, it's not clearly defined. When we say Hakod as well, Hakod Pesach as well, there's a lot of times we bring Pesukim and we say Shem Hashem Pesukim. Why? Because again, we're following straight through, we're not stopping, everyone's familiar with it, therefore we do say Shem Hashem. But when you learn Gemara, we're not familiar with Shem Hashem. When it comes to Tefillahs by Koshos, then as long as you know what you're saying and you're saying it properly, there's no problem saying Shem Hashem. Ramash Rosh Hashanah night, pick up all the Simonim, we say Yerozim Ufanecha, we say Shem Hashem. First night, you say second night as well, all of them we say Shem Hashem. Why? Because there's no worse than any Bakosha and any Tefillah. You're allowed to say Shem Hashem whenever it's negated to something you're saying, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem. So to hear by Zmir Shabbos, the person can say that you can say Shem Hashem. It's a Shiras Shabbat to the Rosh Hashanah. It's a capital that was made by the Rosh Hashanah already. It has a lot of Kedusha in it. It's a Tefillah, it's a Makosha, and it's a Shira. The Meila to say Shem Hashem is not a problem. There are those that don't say, but the Ikka, there's no problem saying Shem Hashem. The problem is when you have to repeat yourself, a mother goes round and you say the same line again, then you have to be careful. Because a lot of times it doesn't say the line twice in the Zmiris. Rather, the tune dictates that you must repeat it because that's how it flows and it wouldn't sound right the tune without it. If you're doing it because of the sound of the tune to follow the notes, then you've got to be careful that you can't repeat Shem Hashem. There's no reason. If the person made the Zemmer repeated it in the Zemmer, then there's no problem saying Shem Hashem. So if it comes to a time where it repeats it, then you only say it the first time because you're following on. And the second time you just say Hashem instead of the proper Shem Hashem. And if it's the first time you're saying, I don't know, Corey Boyd, so called the name of Hashem. So if you repeat it a few times, the last time you don't want to say Shem Hashem, because that's the beginning. Say Shem Hashem, and then you can flow straight on into the rest. But to say Shem Hashem every time, that you shouldn't do. The next shaila is negeir to interruptions in the middle of Zemiris. Running a family, it's not in shul, lots going on. Biz wants to speak. Is there any din? There's no talking in the middle of Zemiris. Do you look at it as one complete tefillah, and therefore there's no interrupting? Or do you say no? It's a song, it's a shira, and the master, it's got different paragraphs within it, and there you're allowed to talk between. The Chai Odom brings down, when he's saying brachas in the morning, brichas ha-shachar, say all the brachas, meses ha-chavino, tresan igoi, ovet, isha, 15 brachas we say. He says that you shouldn't interrupt between the brachas. Even though each bracha is a separate entity, each bracha is a double bifnei atzmai, still, he says you shouldn't interrupt between the brachas. Why shouldn't you interrupt between the brachas? He says, now you're busy with saying shvach to the Rebbein Shalom, you're saying praise to the Rebbein Shalom, going through each bracha, thanking him, praising him. It doesn't make sense to stop in the middle and interrupt with something. He says, however, there's no issa. It's not like the middle of, after Baruch Hu, Marav, we know it has din of a bracha straight through to the end of Marav, then it'd be asa to talk. But here there's no issa. So if you'd have to talk in the morning between the brachas, it wouldn't be an asa to talk, but it'd be inappropriate. So if you'd have to, it'd be allowed to, but you should avoid it if you can. So to here, there's no issa to talk in the Zemiris, but it's the same thing in the middle of giving shach to the Rebbein Shalom, and it's rude to interrupt. If you have a real necessity to interrupt, someone needs to ask you something, you tell one, a child something, tell your wife, bring in the next course, you've got a reason to talk, then it wouldn't be awful to talk. But to stamp shmuz between zmiris wouldn't be right, because your isak, the shach and Rebbein Shalom, would make sense to follow straight through without making hefsek in the middle. Another halacha negeir to zmiris Shabbos, people sometimes can start drumming to the beat, clapping. We spoke about this once here. The only sound that's mutter to make from the person's allowed to produce is either talking, singing, or whistling. Three things are mutter on Shabbos. To clap, whistling's mutter, yeah. Whistling's no problem at all, but you did it in halacha. Many people tell you it's the wrong thing to do. But the Ramah says, Shalom Ches, in the Shabbos, you're allowed to whistle on Shabbos, no problem whistling on Shabbos. But to clap, bang, drum is a problem. See, well, clap is done, don't clap. Whistle's no problem. But to clap is going to be a problem. The ma'aseh of the others are mikle clapping, drumming as well, is more severe than clapping, but again, they are makilim. The Ramah says, ein limchais, shouldn't make a fuss if someone does clap or drum. As the last time we spoke about, as I gave the shiur about clapping and drumming on Shabbos, someone told me that the only person that was wrong in the whole shiur was me. Because the Ramah says, ein limchais, you shouldn't make a bachar. So I had to give a shiur about to make a whole bachar, people clap and drum. So, you know what to make a bachar if someone does? Mutar shiur shoygin, you see many times teenagers are drumming to the beat. So, Pashas, you'd say this Ramah, Mutar shiur shoygin, don't make a bachar. But lechatchila, one should avoid drumming, clapping on Shabbos. So, Gzeiras Chazal, come to back of Batish. If we don't clap and drum on Shabbos, but to sing and whistling if you want to, people will tell you not to. That medina the halacha is muta to do on Shabbos. Sorry? Clap with the shinah is muta, yeah, anything to do with the shinah is muta. If I clap, the shinah is going to be muta.
You do Shabbos with the shinah. You don't think you can
make
Shabbos
with the shinah. The Arab shinah and the machmim, not that, the gons machmim, the ikwi best and the muta b'shinah. Another ha'ora negates with Zemiris, it's not actual singing, but an actual Zemiris book. You've got a bench of Zemiris Shabbos, it's very negated by Haggadah. And that is, if you have some dirt that's attached itself onto the words, you scratch off on Shabbos, it's a problem. It's usually it's the Raisa on Shabbos, but Gemara says it's Moichek or Koisev or both. Why? Because you take away this thing, and thereby producing a letter, it's Moichem Los Lichtoiv, different Malchem, how you learn the Issa, but to scratch off dirt that's on top of letters is a problem on Shabbos. So I think it's mostly Haggadah Shal Pesach usually full of all sorts of exciting things. You have matzah, morah, and all sorts in there. And to scratch it off, could be Hizdar Isa on Shabbos Neontov. Therefore, we should avoid doing it on Shabbos. It's dirty, clean it after Shabbos, cause the mirrors to clean it. But don't do it on Shabbos Neontov. If something's just sitting on top, a piece of matzah drops on, you shake it off, no problem. If something's attached and it's against the malachas, you have to pull it off and scratch it off, then there's a problem on Shabbos to scratch it off. If you have two pages stuck together with a piece of cholent, that's no problem, you can crack the chart and open the pages. But if you're going to pull off the lettering, and then reveal the letters that were not able to, were not visible before, that's a problem to do on Shabbos. We on to. Okay, a few ha'oros negate the Zemiris Shabbos. A few of the Zemiris, a few ha'oros on the Zemiris. First Zemir we start with on Shabbos in most places is Shalom Aleichem. We say Shalom Aleichem. Why is it Shalom Aleichem? We're writing the Melachim. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kuftes, Tani Ruiz, where you're the Shnei Malcha Ashoris Melavlin Hodim Erev Shabbos. There's two Melachim that come home with us Friday night. The person gets from Shul home. There's two Melachim that come with him. It's claim, obviously, he doesn't go to Shul. Person time is at home. How does it work? Because the Gemara, is they come from Shul. Okay, the Chari, they come anyway, even if a person is davening at home. Echad Toiv, Echad Ra. There's two Melachim. One's good, one's bad. Even though there's a Malach, we know there's a concept of a Malach Ra, the Malach before with Yaakov Avinu, we don't call him a Malach Toiv, we call him a Malach Ra. There's two Malachim that come with, a Malach Toiv, which is looking in the positive, and a Malach Ra, that's looking to incriminate, looking bad, looking negative at you. Kushabola, basically, most of the Nehru Doli come to your house, find that the candles are burning, Shulchan Aruch, the table set, Mitzvah Mutas, the beds are made, everything's neat and tidy. Malach Toiv, Oyme Yerotzin, Shetahei, Lashabbos, Acheres Kach. It should be, the Rebbe should help you the next week. You have the same thing. Everything's musuda. Everything comes fixed. You know, every Shabbos normally the balagan comes into Shabbos. Everything's musuda. Malach Ra, who knows? Omein bal korche. The Malach Ra has to answer Omein. Whether he likes or no, he's forced to say Omein. The Malach Ra, the Malach Ra says next week it should be the same mess. And the Malach Toiv bal korche has to answer Omein. So you see, the Malachim come with you. See that as well the importance of having everything musuda when Shabbos comes in. Some of these people, when Shabbos comes in, they're getting ready the last few things. The Chatchila should be ready as Shabbos comes in, and the Malach will give you a bracha, and the next week should be the same thing. So we're saying, Shalom Aleichem, these Malachim. Malachim are coming, I remember eating by a Yid, at Yitzchol. A very chosh Yid, used to be Chavrus of Shlev Zalman. He's come to his house, I remember, I'll never forget where he says Shalom Aleichem. He's standing by his table, with his eyes closed. He was mamish, you could almost feel the Malachim in the room. He was saying, Pashat Shalom Aleichem, saying Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim, the Malach Elikim, which come. He was mamish saying Shalom Aleichem to them, and that's what we say with Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim. So the first order is, we saw Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShoris, and then we say, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalim, Malachi HaShalim. Why does it change? We have Malachi HaShoris, and they say, Malachi HaShalim. Why does it change? So, here the Mefarshim explained that seeing as you have a Malach Toiv and Malach Ra, when they come to you, the Malachi HaShoris, but one's a Malach Toiv, one's a Malach Ra. When he said Amen, and he saw everything's set out, everything's Masud in the house, and he's so happy, he says Amen, then they both become Malach Toiv. Because even Malach Ra had to say Amen, and he's happy giving you kilo of bracha, saying Amen to the bracha, Mele has a din of Malach Toiv, so shame for Malach HaShoris, to Malach HaShalim. The next, after Shalom Aleichem, is Eish Eschal. Why is Eish Eschal Friday night? Here as well, different, the Russian give different Mahalchim. Eshchal is the pesukah of the end of Mishlei. End of Mishlei has Eshchal straight through is the last pesukah of Mishlei, and Mishlei we know is referring to the Torah. And Eshchal is meramos to Klal Yisrael or the Torah. Depends how different malachim you learn out of the Yidden or the Torah. Why is it Friday night? So here they give different malachim. Some say the Shechina. Eshchal is about a woman. Shechina is lashon nekeva. We have the Shabbos Hamalka. Shabbos is referred to as a Isha. Therefore, because of that, we say Eshchal refers to a woman, a very special woman, and we're saying Shabbos is kilu like the wife of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says every day as a ben zug, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Shabbos said, "Who am I? Who's my ben zug?" Versus Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is your ben zug. You're a couple with Klal Yisrael. Maybe Eshchal was singing to Shabbos. Shabbos Amalka. We say Lachadoyin Lekars Kala has many references to a Isha, but maybe Eshchal is Meramis to Shabbos. There's a few horrors and others mirrors. The first is Zemah, the people sing Friday night, it's called Mekadesh Shvi. So there we say the famous one from the Chofetz Chaim, it's good to repeat it. We saw called Mekadesh Shvi, Koroi Eloi. Anyone who's Mekadesh Shabbos, Koroi Eloi like you should. Then the guys on Kol Shema Shabbos, Kados Mechal Eloi. People who are Mechabot Shabbos by not doing Averis, Kados Mechal Eloi, from being Mechal Shabbos, they keep away from Mechal Shabbos. Schor Ha'ar Mo'ayit Al Pifal Eloi, each one will get Schar through his work, through his Pula, Yishal Machaneh, Yishal Tikloi. Each one the fee what he did. And Chofetz Chaim says there's two ways to be Mechadesh Shabbos. First one is Ish Kol Mechadesh Shvi Koroi Eloi. Like you should, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, Lo Yidnit Neshabbos V'yamtem L'Yisrael, Elo Lasek B'Torah. Shabbos was given to be Oisek B'Torah. Someone who doesn't do any Malacha, he's Oisek B'Torah, whole Shabbos he becomes Omisha. As Rav Shimshon Benka says, you have a guy, he's a balabos, he goes into the mikvah, he comes up, it's on his trouble or his hat. He says, he turns from a regular year to a chesed rabba, or he turns into Rosh Shiva, Shabbos comes, it's on his Shabbos begotten, he's finished with his work, the whole Shabbos is Kedusha V'tara, and maybe he's called Mekadesh V'i Koroi, like, he does it the right way. Then you have the other person, Hushayim HaShabbos calls Mechalalai. He doesn't do all that. He's very relaxed. He spends the Shabbos just enjoying himself. But he doesn't do any melacha. He's careful. He doesn't know Mechal Shabbos. So each one gets Scha. Each one Machaneh, each one Tikloi. Each one gets separate Scha. And Machaneh and Tikloi is someone who's in Mabo. They both get Scha for Shabbos. But the Scha will be completely different and won't be on a much higher level than the other. Even though both didn't do anything wrong. But even though the first one, the second one didn't do anything wrong, the third one was actually Bekal the Shabbos on a much higher level. Maybe he'll be Zeich on a much more Scha. Some say different malach in it. Al pifalei means through your work. Why through your work? The more you work during the week, the bigger the nesoyin is not to work on Shabbos. Someone who doesn't have a job, so Shabbos comes, there's not much for him to do anyway. He's a regular day of business for him, like every other day, nothing doing. Someone al pifalei, he works so hard during the week and so much malachas, so much he's doing. And on Shabbos he doesn't, he'll get schar al pifalei, he'll get schar according to the work he does during the week. Every time he wants to, he's bigger phone calls, send an email, and it's hard for him, he'll be getting so much more schar than someone who doesn't have his nesoyinus, because during the week he hasn't got the folly, he's not happy folly, he doesn't work so much during the week. We say, Oyev Hashem, Machakim, Levin, and Ariel. Oyev Hashem, people who love Hashem, Machakim, Levin, and Ariel. Levin, and Ariel, Tumba, Vesa Mekdosh. Vim Shabbos, Sisu, Vesimcho, Kibikabli, Matan, Nachliel. On Shabbos, they're happy because they've got the Torah. Again, what's the Shaykh is here? You've got the Vesa Mekdosh, the Torah. So here they explain as well. Oyev Hashem, Machakim, Levin, and Ariel. They're waiting for the Vesa Mekdosh. Every day, waiting for the Vesa Mekdosh, we're upset. Shalom says, every day, a person should sit down for a few seconds and be Matzai with the Vesa Mekdosh. The easiest time to do it is probably when you say Shemon Esra. With Nei Yerushalayim, with Shai Mircha, we say, think about the Beis Mikdash. It's easy to be Mitzayah. Shabbos, we can't be Mitzayah. You don't have to be Mitzayah on Shabbos. So how do you think about the Beis Mikdash? So the Gemara says, anyone who learns the Sukhi of the Korbonos, who says Korbonos, is like you brought a Korban. So that's what we say, Oyev Hashem, people who love Hashem, Hamachakim Vinen Ariel, waiting for the Beis Mikdash. But on Shabbos and Shabbos, you can't do that. So he sees the Simcha, they're very happy. Why? They're doing it through the Torah. Through the Korbanos of the Pesukim of the Torah, they're very Simcha. Mamela is like the other Beis Mikdash, and they're not even being Mitzalah during the week. They're doing it Simcha. Mamela is like you've got the Beis Mikdash on Shabbos on a higher level than during the week. We say at the end of Baruch Shem Yoyimim, people say, we split it, people say the end in Shalosh Shiddus, and that's called the Pesukim of Bavoy Me'edim Chamas Begodim, talking about the Yitzhahara. At the end, when Mashiach comes, he's going to come from Edom, dripping in blood. And the Gemara says there's three mistakes the Zohar makes. Three different mistakes, he doesn't understand that it doesn't work for him. And three different mistakes where he thinks he'll go there and he'll be safe from the Oynish for causing Klal Yisrael to swim in Averis. And they're going to catch him and they're going to kill the Zohar. So there's a famous word to bring down from Yom Satma. He said, why do you find this concept that Zohar makes mistakes? Three mistakes he makes. Why does he have to make a mistake? He's not stupid. He knows the Torah knows the whole Torah. Harai gets us to be mechal everything, gets to do everything wrong. He must know what to do to make sure we do it wrong. So he knows everything. And he says this mitigate midah, because every time a person has a nisoyin from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, from the Yetzirah, he has a nisoyin, which is something wrong. Really, a person knows what's right, what's wrong. There's no confusion. The Yetzirah sort of tricks him. He tricks him, he fools him, he makes him think this, and he really knows he's fooling himself. And every time a person finds himself drawn to do an avera, he knows he's been tricked into it. If you'd really stop and think, you'd understand. We trick the Yetzirah, and he makes these mistakes, because his oinish comes as well through mistakes, because his whole being, his whole mahus, and the way he trains, and the way he tricks, is through confusion, through making mistakes. For Mela, Muhammad is as well, that he's going to suffer, and his ultimate end is going to come through a mistake that he makes, and that's how his downfall is going to come. Sefer Deris. Just to end off the last word, we say in Mizmor David, Ach toiv v'chez yudufuni kol emechaya. Toiv v'chez yudufuni. This is a famous word for Nefesh HaChaim. Toiv v'chez yudufuni, the person who follows the way of Hashem, toiv v'chez will run after him. Why yudufuni? Will chase you. Because even a person wouldn't want it, a person would try and avoid it, it would run after you so strong, there's no way to avoid it. There's a famous story of a Yid in Europe that was very busy. He used to be Oisim Tzarchit Zibu. He was the one running everything. He had the big achrayas. He used to make sure to do everything. He was on Chaver, Misaskim, Atzola. He was the one running everything. Somebody arranged Torah every morning. He was always busy. And eventually it took a toll on his life. And he found that he wasn't able to do what he wanted to do. His wife was complaining. The business is suffering. His learning is suffering. His family life is suffering. And he wasn't able to live a normal life because he was so busy with the tzibul. And he went to his Rav, the Rav of Cheskel Abramsky, and he asked him, what should he do? Should he shake off all his responsibilities and live a normal life? Or should he carry on? He goes to the tzibul, it's a gewaltig mitzvah, we give a bishiverach every morning to these people, every Shabbos to these people. But he said, it's coming too much, what should he do? So Chesla Rabbi told him, it's such a big shaila, I don't know what to tell you. My advice to you is travel to Radin and ask the Chofetz Chaim. And he went to Radin, the Zid went to Radin, and he came with Erev Shabbos, and he spent Shabbos by the Chofetz Chaim, and he was sitting by the Helik Chofetz Chaim, all three meals on Shabbos. And he thought after Shabbos, before he goes back, he'll ask the Chofetz Chaim what to do. And he sat there the whole Shabbos with the Torah. The Chofetz Chaim used to table all the meals. And it was amazing chizuk for him. He came to Shalosh Shudos and he sang Mizmor David. And the Chofetz Chaim said, we say Mizmor David, Ach toiv v'chesed, yirdufuni kol emechaya. I said, what's the problem is possible? Ach toiv v'chesed, yirdufuni. Yirdufuni means they'll be roid of you. Why will toiv v'chesed be roid of you? Chofetz Chaim explained, he said, every person has things in life that are roid of him. Things that chase after him. Things that harass him and chase him. Every day he gets a phone call from the bank about this, and from the doctor about that, and from the school about that. All different things that are roid of him and make his life harder. They chase after him. The Chofetz Chaim says, someone is always a bitzor chesibol, that every time he gets a phone call, it'll be toiv v'chesed. It'll be chesed calling him up. The person saying, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Everyone else's problems will be roid of him, and he'll be troubled all day by toiv v'chesed. He'll be bothered by other people's problems. And he'll be, every phone call and every disturbance will be toiv v'chesed running after him, and that'll be roid of him instead of his own problem being roid of him. The Chofetz Chaim says, someone who can be always a bitzor chesibol, and every time it's another bothersome phone call, it's not about your problem, someone else needs help from you. It's very sad that another Yidin needs help, but at least it's not your own problems. And a person with Yitzhak Tzibu, Ach Tzoyi V'Achaz Yudufuni, Kol Yimei Chaya.